In confusion and uncertainty, there emerges a guiding light, a beacon that cuts through the darkness. Welcome to Beacon of Truth with your host, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Beacon of Truth. I'm your host, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, and you're listening on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Great to be here with you, as always, my friends. And where in the world am I? Well, today, my friends, I am at a wonderful parish here in, I'm now in the state of Illinois, you know. So I'm at St. James Catholic Church in Millstadt, Illinois. I will be here speaking tonight from 6 until 8 p.m. So this is another stop on the speaking tour this week. St. James Catholic Church in Millstadt, Illinois, from 6 until 8 p.m. tonight. So come out and join us. I want to give a couple of shout-outs. I want to thank Alan, who's the coordinator from the parish here, who's been working with me today and who's worked to get me here to the parish, and who's also the police chief here as well. So we've had some great conversations about law enforcement and policing, and he's also a huge Rush fan. So we've had lots to talk about this afternoon when I arrived here. And I also want to give a shout out to Oliver. Oliver is a young man, a student here at the school at St. James, who helped me get set up. So helped me set up the Comrex and the lights and everything. So a wonderful shout out to Oliver. I think I'm not sure what grade he's in, maybe second grade or third grade or something like that. But thank you so much, Oliver, for your help. And again, looking forward to seeing you tonight. Always love when the EWTN people come out. And there's some people here who are regular listeners of the show. So I'm absolutely thrilled to be here. Again, St. James Catholic Church in Millstadt, Illinois, from 6 until 8 p.m. tonight. Come out and join us. We're talking about the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist and effective evangelization. Well, today, our show is going to be the Bible Randomizer. That's when you call in, and I got my trusty Bible here right in front of me. And I flip through the Bible, and I just land on the verse, and we'll see if God has a word for you today. Bible Randomizer today on Beacon of Truth. Would love to hear from you today if you want to see what word God may have for you. And of course, we're having fun. This is not like a serious, but it's just it's always interesting to see how people say, oh, that really spoke to me, or oh, you know, I was just thinking about that. You know, see if God has a word for you today. The Bible Randomizer on Beacon of Truth. Would love to hear from you. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. If you're outside of North America, dial 1, then 205-271-2985. You can always email us at beacon@ewtn.com, and you can even text your question or your comment. Even with the Bible Randomizer, just text us and say, I want to play. And then I'll flip open the Bible and see randomly and see what if God has a word from you. You can send us a text at 1-833-288-EWTN. That's 1-833-288-3986. Give us your first name, how you're listening, followed by your brief question or your comment. Remember that message and data rates may apply. So today is a special day. Today we remember the great one, you know, who that's at least what I call them, Father Benedict Groeschel, and of wonderful memory, you know, a longtime EWTN contributor, one of the founders of the Franciscan Friars of Renewal, you know, just a beautiful man of God. I had the great honor of meeting him, I think only once or twice. I'm still honored to be able to meet him. And some of you may be new to EWTN. I know that EWTN still plays some of his content. So he's a great, great man of God. So he was born today in Jersey City, New Jersey, my home state, way back in 1933. And he died October 3rd in 2014. Of course, he was a Franciscan friar and a priest, a psychologist as well, television host on many EWTN television programs. Again, as one, the founder of the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal. And so he used to integrate psychology a lot with his Catholic spirituality. He was known, of course, for serving the poor. He founded the Good Counsel Homes for Homeless Mothers and directed the Trinity Retreat House. He authored over 40 books. And his last show that he hosted at EWE10 was Sunday Night Prime, which he did for decades. And he was a trusted advisor to many people, including Mother Teresa, St. Teresa of Calcutta. So he lived in Harlem in New York City. And he, again, was one of the founders, one of eight Capuchin friars who founded the community of the Franciscan Friars of Renewal back in 1987. That's a community to this very day is committed to poverty and evangelization. We remember today very fondly Father Benedict Groeschel on his birthday today. So, you know, I remember Father Groeschel fondly, and, you know, we want to pray for his intercession, you know, and remember him and the great work that the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal continue to do in the life of the church. You know, so we want to pray for them and pray for their founder today, Father Benedict Groeschel. And if you want to know more about Father Groeschel, just go to EWTNRC.com. That's a religious catalog, EWTNRC.com, to find out more about Father Benedict Groeschel. All right, my friends, Bible Randomizer today. Would love to hear from you. If you want to see if God has a word for you today, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And, you know, what's not at random are the people who help bring you this show every day. These are people that we can count on and people that we trust to bring you a quality product for the listening EWTN listening audience. I'm talking about Michael McCall and Pedro Quiles, who help us out on social media, Matt Gabinski, who'll be screening your calls today, and our producer, who probably never does anything at random, Ace McKay. Ace, how you doing today, my friend?
I'm about as random as I possibly can be and still be considered responsible. What are you talking about?
So to the Bible Randomizer is a good show for you then.
It is. I need to remind myself of the spontaneity that I once had.
Yeah. Now, see, I call it the Bible Randomizer, and like some people call it Bible Roulette, because see, I don't gamble.
Right.
See, I don't think I've ever gambled, actually. Like, not in a casino. Like, maybe like for fun. Like in, like I think in a youth group in high school, something like that. We did some kind of fun games like that, but not any seriously gambling. So I call it the Bible Randomizer. But, you know, and even though, you know, it's going to be random versus the Bible, you never know that God has a word for you. You know, and this could be your chance to see if God is speaking to in and through His Word.
Yeah. So let's do one. Michael, who's running social for us, he wants us to get a word for him today. So we'll let him be the first. That way, anybody who's new to the show or new to this section, they're understanding a little bit more about how it works. So let's fire up the randomizer for Michael McCall.
All right. So Michael McCall there once more. So I have my trusty Bible here, and by the way, I'm using the Ignatius Catholic Study Bible, the new one that has the Old and New Testament in it.
Nice.
And this one actually was a gift to me by Scott Hahn. So I use this one now. So let's see. So I'm just going to just close my eyes, just flip through the Bible here and see where it lands. Bam. Okay. This is Ezekiel chapter 9. Right at my finger landed right on the beginning of Ezekiel chapter 9. Okay. Then he cried in my ears with a loud voice, saying, "Draw near, you executioners of the city, each with his destroying weapon in his hand. And behold, six men came from the direction of the upper gate, which faces north, and every man with his weapon for slaughter in his hand. And with them a man clothed with linen, wearing writing, with a writing case at his side. And they went in and stood beside the bronze altar." Now the glory of God of Israel had gone up from the cherubim. And so obviously he's having a vision here, which Ezekiel did. And in fact, there's some interesting parallels between Ezekiel in the book of Revelation as well. So this is the word from Michael today. Draw near, you executioners of the city, each with the destroying weapon in his hand. So it sounds to me like maybe God wants you to stand with your weapon and fight strongly for the faith. You know, not be afraid to be able to defend the faith when people are speaking out. Being questioned by some people right now, or wondering, why are you Catholic? You guys believe this and that or the other thing, you know? And the Lord is saying, no, stand strong. And he goes about executioners here, but we want to destroy the forces of sin and death. That's what we want to destroy, so that we can free our hearts and our lives to be fully turned over to the love of Christ. Rock, man. Here you go. Yeah, that tone is definitely like the Scorpions. And,
yeah, yeah.
That kind of thing. Yeah, Quiet Riot. Striper.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
They actually have, I saw Striper has a new album coming out September.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah, they released the first single like 3 weeks ago, and the full album is supposed to be coming out. And they're still touring, and they're out doing their thing, man.
You know who I can't believe is still out there making records and touring is the Rolling Stones.
Oh man, their new album.
Those guys must be. They should be in wheelchairs or something by now, man. Holy cow!
Come on now.
But that's good, you know. And they're out there doing their thing,
right?
You know, so it's breaking down the stigmas about old age and aging,
yes,
and things like that, and you know, so it's actually good that they're out there continuing to produce music and bring joy to people's lives.
And if I can still drum when I'm that age, wheel me up to the back of my drum set. I don't have a problem with that. Pop a bass in my hand.
Yeah, instead of start me up, you might have to say prop me up. But still, you know, Phil Collins I don't think he's going to be touring anymore, but he often sat in a chair.
Yeah, his son took over the kit, and then
he
did like light percussion and stuff. So
yeah, because he had a lot of some back issues,
mm-hmm,
so he couldn't stand through the whole concert. So they got him a chair, and he would sit down, and he would sing, just sitting there and the band behind him. So I was, again, for a nice adaptation there.
Well, and the thing that it hit me the other day, I was shuffling music and the Cars came up, and I realized I don't believe there's any living members of that band. So any incarnation of that would be just a cover band or a tribute band. And like, that's where my heart hurts a little bit when my childhood is completely gone. You know, in those moments, you know, I mean, we're all going to die at some point, but not to be gloomy about it. But at the same time, it's like, man, even if half the band is still around, at least you have some semblance of something.
Yeah. See, that's why I talk about occasionally legacy.
Yeah.
You know, when you're gone, what did you leave behind?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what, you know, music or in life.
Yeah.
You know, what do you leave behind that people can say, you know, yeah, you know, I can really learn from this person, even though they're not here, you know, they're witnessing their example, like, you know, the saints, you know, but we're all called to be saints. So we just have to be canonized saints. It could be a parent, it could be a friend, it could be someone whose memory continues to be alive because you are keeping it alive by living out that spirituality, that charism that that person had.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's a wonderful, legacy is a beautiful thing.
Yeah. What do they say? Children and your art, that's what you leave the world.
Yeah, that's right.
That's good.
That's right. Love that. I'm Deacon Harold Burke. Here is listening to Beacon of Truth. And today, our Bible Randomizer show. That's when you call in, or you can even send us a text message. And I will randomly flip through my Bible, my Ignatius Catholic Study Bible here, and just land on the verse and see if God has a word for you today. So we'd love to hear from you on our Bible Randomizer show, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. 3986.
Well, yesterday we were celebrating an 11th birthday. Well, now time to do that once again as we are celebrating one of our radio partners, KFUZ 103.3 in Clarkston, Washington. They are celebrating their double ones. And of course, as Clarkston Catholic Radio is strong, John and the team, they're doing their part thanks to your support. So continue and, of course, pray about your involvement. But thanks again for supporting Catholic Radio with EWTN.
All right, the Bible randomizer today on Beacon of Truth. This is when you call in, and I'll have my trusty Bible here. I will just flip randomly to some page or verse in the Bible, and I will point to it, and we'll see if God has a word for you today. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. James is calling from North Carolina, listening on Sirius XM 130. James, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. Yeah, great to hear from you today, James.
That's good to hear from you, too.
All right. Well, you ready to rock?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. All right, flipping here, flipping. Stop and point. Okay. Oh, can't do that one. This is an introduction to Paul and his letter. So, remember, this is a study Bible. So there's actually pages here that are not part of it. Let me try it again.
Maybe he's supposed to study that. What are you talking about?
Flip here. Hosea chapter 13, starting at verse 4. So Hosea 13:4. I am the Lord your God from the land of Egypt. You know no God but me, and besides me, there is no Savior. It was I who knew you in the wilderness. And the word is new here is yada. That means knowledge that is gained by experience. So you can read that. It was I who experienced you, who knew you in the wilderness, in the land of drought. But when they had fed to the full, they were filled and their hearts were lifted up. Therefore, they forgot me. Woo! What do you think about that, James?
Well, there's a couple key points, like you mentioned before, how that kind of speaks to my life right now. So I'm actually going through OCIA and in my basically Bible in a Year reading plan through Ascension, I'm in that section of Exodus. So I've just gotten done with the patriarch stuff, and I'm going into the Exodus part of it. So it's like that's part of where I'm at in Scripture and part of where I'm at in my faith formation, too. So that it has relevance.
Yeah, I love this. So God here is reminding people through the prophet Hosea, I am the Lord your God from the land. Remember, again, because sometimes we forget. You know, God does great things, and then we forget, and then we fall back into sin again. And then he goes, it was I who knew you in the wilderness. Remember that, in the land of drought. I was the wellspring for your life during that dryness in your life. I was the light in the midst of your darkness that you were in. But then, I love this part. Then he says, but then they had fed, and they were fed to the full. They were filled, and their hearts were lifted up, and then they forgot me. How many times has that happened in our life? You know, we think about God for a while, and then we get so wrapped up in these other things because things are going well in our life. We put kind of God to the side. Then we forget about him until something happens. Then all of a sudden, we want to bring God back into the picture again. So I think the lesson here, getting out of this, is don't forget about God. You're going through OCIA right now. You know, so I'm going to continue to pray for you for that. But yeah, learn. And that's the thing about the faith, James. You never stop learning. So even when you go through RCIA, you come into the church, keep learning, keep growing, keep striving, keep thirsting and hungering for God's word in your life. So don't let the study stop just because you're in the church. That's, in fact, I would say you're just getting started at that point. Now you have to take what you've been learning and integrate it into your life, into your lived experience.
Mm-hmm.
That sound like a plan?
That makes a lot of sense. That sounds like a plan to me. I mean, and one of the things that I've been learning and studying is a lot of times, you know, and I've been guilty of this in my life, people think that they're doing something. And that's just not the case. It's that God is doing something through you. So, like, everything that you do that seems ordinary, it's not. It's really not.
No, that's a great insight. You're exactly right. It's God working through you. And the way that I often articulate that, James, you know, because we talk about music a lot on the show, I say, I'm just the instrument. God's the musician, you know? And so all we're trying to do when we're living our faith, when we're faithful to the teachings of the church, cooperating with the grace of the sacraments, we're being finely tuned instruments in God's hands so that God can use us for his glory. You know, so I love the way you put that. Well, James, thank you so much for your call. And again, we're praying for you as you continue to go through the OCIA process and come into full communion with the church. And we want to hear from you, the Bible randomizer. Just give us a call and I will flip through my trusty Bible here and land on the verse and see if God has a word for you today. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Stephen is calling from Chicago, the Windy City, listening on Sirius XM 130. Stephen, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
How are you? Thank you for having me.
No, I'm glad to hear from you. Great to hear from you today.
Thank you. Good to be here.
All right. Well, let's see what the word God has for you today, Stephen. Let's go flip through the Bible here. And bam.
Hello.
Titus. Oh, this is interesting. The letter of St. Paul to Titus. Right at the beginning. Chapter 1, starting at verse 5 is where my finger landed. So remember, he's writing to one of his servants, Titus here, someone who's helping him on his ministerial journeys. So it starts off, "This is why I left you in Crete, that you might mend what was defective and appoint elders." So St. Paul left Titus in Crete so he can help kind of get the church organized there. To amend what was defective and appoint elders in every town as I directed you. If any man is blameless, the husband of one wife and his children are believers and not open to the charge of debauchery and not being insubordinate. For a bishop, as God's steward, must be blameless. He must not be arrogant or quick-tempered or a drunkard or violent or greedy for gain, but hospitable, a lover of goodness, master of himself, upright, holy, self-controlled. He must hold firm to the sure word as taught, so that he may be able to give instruction in sound doctrine and also to confute those who contradict it." Wow, interesting. What do you think about that, Stephen?
Thanks, Deacon. You know, I'm going to have to get that exact verse from you because I want to go back and read that later because I think I missed the opening of it. I may have missed the opening of it. But, you know, I had a radical conversion back to my faith about 17 months ago. I'd been out of the church for 23 years.
Wow.
And I was given a divine grace by God and, rescued from a pretty dark situation. And, you know, now, I'm back in the church every day at that. And I put myself through scripture school. And I'm actually, considering discerning a calling to the diaconate. So
wow.
I thought, I'm going to call up and see what God's got in store for me when he does the Bible randomizer. So I thought, let's give it a shot.
Well, this is very interesting because obviously as a deacon, you place yourself under the authority of the bishop. So Paul is writing to Titus to remind him of this. These are the characteristics that we want to see in the leaders of the church. And here specifically, he's talking about, first talking about married couples, husband and wives, and then to the bishop, you know? So yeah, wow, that's good. So it's just for you, it's Paul's letter to Titus, chapter 1, starting at verse 5 is where you read from. All right, Bible Randomizer, love to hear from you. 833-288-EWTN.
As I always get touched, can you play that? So I'll ask you, can you play that?
Yeah, I can play that. And that riff, I mean, just have to obviously work it out.
Yeah.
Again, see, this would be the kind of thing that I would listen to it and figure out the riff instead of going to a tab.
Right.
You know, yep. I still, my first instinct is to try to figure it out first, mm-hmm. and then instead of just going, well, let me just see what, go on YouTube and watch how the person's playing it. Let me just go download a guitar tab and no. I want to listen. Okay, what key is it in? Okay, what mode is he playing? Okay, and that's my first instinct, is to figure it out myself first.
Yeah.
So I still very much enjoy doing that when I have time to learn new songs.
Right, right. Well, muscle memory too, because if you teach yourself the part, then it's, rather than watching someone play it, it tends to burn itself onto you as you play.
Yeah, that's how I learned some Living Color songs.
Yes.
You know, it was just by listening and trying to get the riff down and, you know, alternate picking and things like that. And yeah. That's what I did ever since I was first learning how to play, and that's my first gut instinct now.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. I'm Deacon Harold Burke, Civil Listen, the Beacon of Truth, and today we have the Bible Randomizer. Just give us a call, and I will flip open my trusty Bible here, my Ignatius Catholic Study Bible. This is the personal size version, even though it's you can see it's huge and it's thick. This is the one I've been using now in my talks. The other one that I've used for years, for a couple of decades, has been falling apart, and I was at the St. Paul Center, and Scott Hahn said, yeah, here's use this one. So I started using this one. I transferred all of my highlights and stuff, and I don't have to transfer the notes because all the notes are in the bottom here.
Nice.
You know, so this is a great resource. So we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call and see if God has a word for you today on the Bible Randomizer, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Well, a few books that are thinner than that Bible is something you can find in the religious catalog right now. It's actually called My Days Are in Your Hands, Men and Women in the Footsteps of Jesus. Thanks to Cardinal Fernando giving us all the insights into the great saints, biblical figures. If you want more on this, check it out at our religious catalog. Just go to EWTNRC.com. And just one more time, hold up just sideways. Hold up that Bible for anybody watching. Whew. Yeah. That's more than a doorstop. That's for sure.
It's heavy, man. You know, you get a little workout when I'm bringing my backpack on the plane.
You got to check that on the plane.
Where I have this. But this is such a great resource. I mean, the notes here and the word studies and the maps, this is just phenomenal. And the fact that they make it this is the personal size, because obviously the one I have at home is massive, probably twice as big as this. Mm. With obviously a little bigger lettering, but this is a phenomenal, phenomenal resource. Highly, highly recommend it.
Love it.
All right. Just a quick reminder. Father Leonard, Mary, and I are going to be leading a pilgrimage to Japan. Great pilgrimage country. We're leaving September 12th till the 23rd. And so we're going to be visiting places like Nagasaki. We're going to be visiting Hiroshima, Kyoto, Akita, which is one of the approved apparitions of the Blessed Mother. We're going to be looking at the work that Maximilian Kolbe did when he was there. He had a thriving ministry there in Japan, printing articles and magazines and newspaper about the Blessed Mother and evangelizing in the faith. We're going to talk about the martyrs of Japan as well. It's going to be a phenomenal opportunity, and I'm so looking forward to this. Again, Father Leonard, Mary from EW10, and I leading a pilgrimage to Japan from September 12th to the 23rd. More information, just go to my website, deaconharold.com. Click on pilgrimages, and you will get all the information that you need. All right, Bible Randomizer today. Give us a call and see if God has a word for you. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Carmen is calling from Ingram, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio. Carmen, welcome to Beacon of Truth. Carmen, are you there? Yes,
you there?
Great to hear from you today. Yep.
Yes, I live in Ingram, Texas, near San Antonio. I'm from Venezuela, and I was telling your caller that I have faded away from Catholicism quite a while, and I did not know that the Eucharist in Catholicism, in the Mass, Jesus Christ, his body and blood are present there. And I've been a non-denominational, and the religions that I've been going through, they don't have that. They don't have that presence of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. I went to school. I'm from Venezuela, in Monte Cassino in Oklahoma. And I don't remember them explaining that to me, that the actual Jesus Christ is at the Eucharist, empowered by the apostles. And I call my sister just now. She's a fervent Catholic. My older sister, she's her birthday today, 88. And she told me, yes, that the non-denominational, they don't bless the Eucharist, and they, what you're receiving is not the actual Christ. But I was always telling your caller that Jose Gregorio Hernandez worked with my grandfather, and he was from the Andes, close to Caracas. And he would work with my grandfather, who was a dentist, and he was a doctor, and he died. And he just got canonized recently by the Catholic Church. And I feel that when my little boy died and I was in the hospital, I feel he appeared to me. He appears only in hospitals. But to be canonized, you have to have several appearances or miracles before you get canonized. And I went with my mother to a hospital in Venezuela, and I did not see him. Everybody could see him in the window, and I did not. I felt I wasn't fervent enough. But when my little boy died here in Kerrville, I felt that I saw him, and he walked over to me, and he hands rosaries, black rosaries. And I said, no, don't hand me anything. I'm not a Catholic. I don't pray the rosary. But all of this is going through my mind, and I'm coming back to Catholicism, but I didn't know the procedure because I did not know what you all teach on your radio. I listen to you all fervently, and that is my voice. But check Jose Gregorio Hernandez.
Yes.
He just got canonized. He worked with my grandfather, who was called Parisca. Simon Parisca was my grandfather, and I got the history on it through my mother's decease, but she got me the history on Jose Gregorio Hernandez, and I have pictures of him in my room. But the Pope just canonized him. But I'm learning more about Catholicism, but I am going to join my faith back because I feel that it is a very, como se dice, a very fervent faith. Now you speak to me, and then you're going to flip up.
Yeah, we're going to open the Bible, see if God has a word for you. And well, first of all, I want to say sorry for the loss of your child. I know how difficult that is. And praise be to God for you coming back to your Catholic faith, especially recognizing the presence, the real presence, body, blood, soul, divinity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in that most blessed sacrament. So, Carmen, let's flip through the Bible here and see if God has a word for you today. All right. So we are at James. So the Apostle James, chapter 4, starting at verse 11. So James, chapter 4, verse 11. Do not speak evil against one another, brethren. He that speaks evil against a brother or judges his brother speaks evil against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver and judge, he who is able to save and to destroy. But who are you that you judge your neighbor? Ooh, so that's the word for you today, Carmen.
Ooh, it hit me below the belt.
Wow. Wow, that's awesome.
My gentleman that lives here in my house lost $12,500, and he blamed me. I went to my pastor, and it's not my fault, and I asked my pastor if he could come and search for it, but my girlfriend came, and they found it, and I've been judging him vindictively for having accused me. I'm not a thief. I would not lose my heaven for any amount of money, but I've been judging and judging. That's a good verse for me. Thank you very much. appreciate
it. Oh, Carmen, so we're so blessed by your call today. And keep learning about the Catholic faith. You know, go to the parish, you know, maybe join the OCIA program and just learn more about the faith and come to a deeper love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you for your beautiful call. Bible randomizer today. Give us a call. I will flip open my Bible at random and see if God has a word for you today. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Yvette is calling from Columbus, Ohio, listening on St. Gabriel Radio. Yvette, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Hello.
Hello. So wonderful to hear from you today.
Thank you so much, Deacon. I love your show and I love your teaching. And I'm so grateful for what you're doing and helping us to nourish our faith and grow.
Oh, well, God bless you. Thank you so much, Yvette. And okay, well, let's see what word God has for you. I got my Bible right here. Let's flip through. And bam! Oh, that's an introduction to Habakkuk again.
Stop doing that.
Yeah, I know. The Bible's, the study Bible is so chock full of great stuff. Okay, let's go here. Flipping. Bam. Ooh! Psalm 24. It fell on the Psalms. And you know how much I love the Psalms. So this is Psalm 24. Mizmor Kuf Dalet in Hebrew. This is a Psalm of David, Mizmor Le David. And this is known as an invitatory Psalm. So there's Psalm 95, 100, 67, and 24 are called invitatory Psalms. These are Psalms that invite us and call us to prayer. So this one says, the earth is the Lord's and its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false and does not swear deceitfully. So David here is talking about, what do we have to do to become closer to God? What do you think about that, Yvette?
I love it. That really speaks to me. I was raised in Catholic, married in Catholic, being Catholic, and my daily prayer is just Jesus to reveal the Father to me and have a deep intimacy for him and just get close to him and find peace in his dwelling place.
Oh, wonderful. Well, wonderful. Thank you so much, Yvette. Keep listening to Beacon of Truth and to EW10, and would love for you to call again. I'm so glad that God had a wonderful word for you today. And let's see if God has a word for you, the Bible randomizer. This is when you call in, and I will have my trusty Bible in front of me. We'll flip through and see if God has a word for you today. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And don't forget, you can also text us as well at 1-833-288-EWTN. That's 1-833-288-3986. We got a text from John Michael listening on St. Gabriel Radio, 820 AM. He says, would love to play Bible Randomizer. Hit me with a verse, please. Okay, John Michael, here we go. Flipping through. Let's see where the Word of God lands. Bam! Where is this? Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 8. So Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 8. Behold, you trust in deceptive words to no avail. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, burn incense to Baal, and go after other gods that you have not known, and then come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered, only to go on doing all these abominations? Ooh, oh, the Lord is calling them out. the Lord is calling out Israel here, you know, because they're trying to be double-tongued, right? They say, oh, yeah, we're faithful to you, Lord, but their actions are not following the words that they're saying. So the words are coming out of their mouth, but their actions don't match their words. So the Lord is calling them out on it. You know, these deceptive words, you steal, murder, commit adultery. Swear. In other words, violate the commandments, violate that law, the articulation of the natural moral law, which I have given you as the foundation for how to live a good life according to my law and to my heart. And so you're violating his law. But yet you come to the house of the Lord, which for us would be church, and you say, we are delivered. But yet you keep on doing these abominations. Ooh, the Lord got a strong word through Jeremiah. Now you begin to see why the people wanted to kill Jeremiah. You know, because Jeremiah is through the Lord is calling them out on their sin. Because sometimes we want to think, oh, yeah, you know, I could be a good Catholic, but I could worship God any way that I want. Wrong. And Jeremiah shows that right here. You can't live one way and call yourself a Catholic. You can't. If you're going to be Catholic, live according to the teachings of church. And that's a very strong word from Jeremiah today. All right, let's see if God has a word from you on the Bible Randomizer, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Roxanne, who put out the red light, is calling from San Antonio, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio. Roxanne, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Hello, hi. Hi, God bless you.
Yeah, great to hear from you today.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes, go ahead.
All right, here we go. Flipping through the Bible here, randomly see where the Word of God lands. Bam! Luke chapter 24. So this is right near the end of Luke's gospel, starting at verse 45 is where my finger landed. So Luke 24, verse 45. All right. So this is one of Jesus's post-resurrection appearances to his disciples. In other words, Roxanne, this is Jesus appearing to his apostles after the resurrection. That says, then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. Wow. I love that. I love that. So Jesus is speaking to some of the disciples here, some of the apostles. You know, he's telling that, you know, this has all happened in fulfillment of the prophecies in the scriptures. And he says, and behold, the Father's going to send the Holy Spirit upon you. So get ready. What do you think about that, Roxanne?
That's what I was waiting for.
All right. Wonderful. How does that speak to you?
Well, it tells me to get ready because the Lord is going to put his Holy Spirit on me and anoint me so that I can go out and preach and help people. I've already done that to the homeless right now, but, you know, I need it to hear from the Lord.
Oh, wait, you said you do that now with the homeless?
Yeah, uh-huh.
I want to hear just a little bit more about that. What exactly are you doing? That's awesome.
Well, yeah, I get like food and like donuts and, you know, sweet things because they like sweets because it like helps them stop the drugs.
Mm.
You know, it makes them want not to do shooting up heroin and stuff. For some reason, sugar inhibits their addiction. You know, for some reason, it curbs their appetite for drugs. So they always tell me, bring me something, you know, the sugary. So I go and I get the, you know, from either the food, San Antonio Food Bank, all the sweets that they give me, or I go to the churches where they give out the free donuts and cakes and stuff like that. And then, like, on Valentine's Day, the day after, everything's, like, half price. I'll go get a bunch of, you know, chocolate and everything. And, yeah, and I just go and give them over there. It's a, it's called Southwest Military and South Zamora. There used to be a Conn's right there, and they closed it down. And there's a ditch right there, and they live in the ditch. So I call them the ditch boys, you know. And they know me. I go and beep, 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 and they already know. They come running out to the car, you know. And I don't have no fear. I just open up the trunk, and, you know, they go ahead and get whatever y'all want, you know. And that's what I do.
See, that is something so simple and so beautiful. You know, I think people think we have to do these grandiose, extraordinary things, but no, it's just being there. You have such a beautiful heart for helping our brothers and sisters who are poor. And just something simple, putting stuff in your trunk, driving there, open the trunk, take what you come. That's anybody can do that. And there's such a beautiful heart. And I hope that the Lord continues to bless that work and send you the Holy Spirit. You can help even more people and inspire more people to help those that are in need. Because when we're helping them, we are witnesses of God's love to them, and we're seeing Jesus in the faces of those people standing in front of us. So thank you so much, Roxanne, for your beautiful call. And I'd love to hear from you. The Bible Randomizer today is, if God has a word for you, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Bernadine, who is a regular contributor to the show, is calling from Spokane, Washington, listening on Sacred Heart Radio. Bernadine, great to hear from you again. Glad to have you back.
Thank you, Deacon, and I'm so happy to be with you. You feel blessed, the Lord. Thank you for this mission. Today, I just want to hear a word from the Lord from you, and whatever else we want to talk about, but I need it. I need it. I'm missioning doing things, so thank you.
All right, well, let's hit it. Let's flip through the Bible here and see what God has a word for you. Bam. Okay. This is interesting. Genesis chapter 3, starting at verse 22. Genesis 3, 22. This is very interesting. So this is right after the fall, and God has handed out the temporal punishments for the man and the woman, his wife, and serpent, Satan. And then this is where God kind of throws them out of the garden, right? Verse 22, then the Lord God said, behold, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. And now, first of all, let's back up here. So what's going on? Man actually did not become like God, knowing good and evil. That was a lie from Satan. But now God, in his mercy, is putting on the mind of man. See, he's saying to himself, okay, this guy now thinks, okay, he thinks that he's like me now, knowing good and evil. So he thinks, okay, I took from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and I messed up. But you know what? I can fix this. If I stick out my hand and eat from the tree of the tree of life, then I can fix the mistake that I made. See, so God is he's trying to think like the man, because, okay, I did this, and I can fix this by eating from the tree of life. But God says, no, if you try to eat from the tree of life while you're in the state of fallenness, then you will not have any chance to return to the Lord, right? Because you can't eat from the tree of life when you're in a state of sin. So what does the Lord do? Therefore, the Lord God sent forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. He drove man out from the east of the Garden of Eden. East is important because, as Zechariah says, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, so salvation shall come from the east. And he placed a cherubim, this is one of the angels who served closest to the throne of God, a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. See, so he prevents man from coming back to eat from the tree of life and then lose any chance of salvation. So he puts the angel there to protect man from making a second mistake from eating from the tree of life. How's that sound, Bernadine?
Wow, I've not heard it explained like that at all. So, I'm just trying to, eat that up or something, be for a life to, because the word of God, what you're doing, I just want to praise you, because that's the way to life is the, and that's the way I live it. Every day, go to the scriptures and remain faithful to the Lord. So that's Amen. What I'm getting out of it, I think, that don't return to anything that is not from the Lord in some way, but keep on that path of holiness to giving you the Word of God. And you know, Deacon, there's one other thing. I'm handing out books called True Life in God now, and it was they were approved by the church, but Jesus' face is on the front of this book. And it was given to Vasula, a woman who was not in the faith. She didn't practice her faith, although I think she was baptized Orthodox.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Bernadine. Tomorrow, St. Charbel Mukluf. And until we're together again, my friends, may Almighty God bless you, keep you, and protect you. The Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.